episode of Going Where No Man Has Gone Before? I hope so, because I've been writing some new messages. I haven't been myself for a while, but I finally returned to my right mind, and God has been blessing me with new mysteries and new messages, which are going to take us where no man has gone before. So this is going to be a short message into the mystery called The Threshold of Revelation. On this threshold of revelation, God is going to bless us with new insight on who Jesus is. So I'm just going to read it to you and allow you to just listen as you rest. Just rest now and listen and be in the mind of Christ on the threshold of a dream, bringing us to a new reality, unfolding the mystery of His coming. It's been 2,000 years since the victory of the cross, but today, the perception of what took place has not yet been revealed. It hasn't been realized. The low-life mentality of today's church has never even conceived or had a small glimpse of the revelation. The real gospel. It has never even been preached. No one has yet grasped it. But we are now on the threshold of God revealing unto those who are seeking Him who Jesus is and all that He has done for us. We are on this threshold of God revealing who Jesus is, and it is a powerful, overwhelming revelation that is coming to open our hearts and minds to perceive the real gospel, the original version, straight from the heart of God. This vast vision coming to us from eternity, it has been coming for 2,000 years, and we are finally going to receive the fullness of His coming. Jesus was poured out at the cross. He gave all of Himself unto us. He gave us who He is, so that we could receive of Him and become Him. To receive Jesus is to become Jesus. He becomes you, and you become one in the same. His heart and mind are now ours. His life is now our life. God gave us His Son. When you receive His Son comes to live in you. His life has been transferred to you. You can now live as the Son of God, since that is who you are. God gave us the life of Jesus at the cross. It is now our life. Did you receive Jesus? Then you are now Jesus. There is no you. You died at the cross. When you take Jesus, you are taking His life as yours. He gave His life freely. You have been nailed to the cross. where you traded your life for his. It was an exchange. Your dead life for the life of Jesus. Live like the Son of God. Be a giver of Jesus. Jesus' life was poured out for us all. Keep on giving life. Every time someone receives Jesus, he has come again.